Good evening.
Good evening.
Anna Esther, you don't sound yourself.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm just a little tired today, but I'm fine.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in calling the Anna Bekoas. Anna Bekoas. Gedula Chemincha Tatir Serura Alvet Gimel Yutat Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ufrey Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dor Shele Yehudha, Kevavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kav Shin. Barhem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkacha, Tami. Gam lem betet resh sadidach gimel sasin kadosh berotucha nael adata petkuf bet tet nunayim. The letters of the months of the month of Tishrei, the pei that created the constellation. Excuse me, the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed that created the constellation Moznaim, the scales, the astrological sign of Libra. Together, the Pei and the Lamed have a gematria of 110, but when we add the concealed Bet from within the Pei, by speaking words of Torah, we're able to add 2 to make it 112. And 112 is the gematria connecting the names Adonai, Hashem, and Elohim. And Eshieh. Also, Elohim along with Hashem. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Zadiyuta. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we are going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate the negative aspect of that creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei Arichan Din Adonai Yohei Wahei Zeran Din El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Veral Chesed Ve'emet, Notcher Chesed La'alafim, Noseawun Vafesha, Vechata'av Vinakei. Now we're going to read the verses from the various years. We're going to start with this year of 5777, the year of the goat, which is also the year of the wake-up call. We're going to start with Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52, which is the only verse that has a gematria of 777. In the Tanakh. Tod saduni katzipor o yavai chinam. They have chased me sore like a bird, that are mine enemies without cause. The first letters of that verse can be parsed into tzatz ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And the final letters can be permuted into Dir Yam, which can be translated as a sea of tenants, which is relating clearly to the idea of being a tourist, of recognizing the physical world is not our true home, but we are here to do a specific spiritual job. There's another verse that connects to this year through the letters of its name. That verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. When you find the first Tav in that verse and then count seven letters, you'll find a shin. And seven more letters, and you'll find an ayin. And seven more letters, you'll find a zayin. And that spells the name of this year, Tav Shin Ayin Zayin. That verse, Kim Badonai Yohei Wahei Eloheichem Hadibaku Kasher Asitem ad hayom hazeh. In the translation of that verse, but cleave unto the Lord your God, cleave unto Hashem your God, as ye have done unto this day. Now we're going to do the two verses from the year 5776. Which is Second Chronicles chapter 29 verse 34. Raka Kohanim Ayulimat Willo Yachlu Lehashit Et Kol Haolot Vayechaskum Vachechem Halevim Ad Kilot Hamlacha Yad Yitkachu HaKohanim Ki Halevim Yishrei Levav Lahit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. The verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La Lahe Wa Yo La Yo Alame Hey 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 Ata Arekata. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bithu ba Adonai Yohei Wahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahe Surolamim. Job chapter 7, verse 19, the first of three verses that connect to the year 5775. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni adili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachagoiya. Asher yitchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachom. Vehalachti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach Yoved Roav Yom Ruvayo. And the verse, the single verse that connects to the year 5774, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti machom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan. Tata v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu. V'nei avla le'anoto. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. And now we're going to read a verse from the Tikkun HaZohar. L'shem Yichud Kudcha Barichu Ishkinte Bitzilu. Urchimu, Chilu, Chilu, Urchimu. Leachta, Leshem, Yud, He, Bavav, He. Beyehuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol, Yisrael. Limud, Torah, Mitzvah. Lasok, Torah, Mitzvah. Vayehi, Noam, Adonai, Eloheinu, Aleinu, Maasei, Adenu, Penene, Aleinu, Maasei, Adenu, Penenehu. Viod. Amis Mesidra Deminai Tupa Levarnash Lemasidra Dishmala Yehiv Lon Sarkehon Bara Madbera She'elai Bafima Demalka Adahu diktiv Sha'al avicha Uju Vobeta Legabe Ahada. Udiktivyagetcha uvabarnash shoel kiyanyan umeshikachalacha. And today's English translation will be section 15a of the Tikkun Age Zohar. I believe that's class 13 on the landing page. Two implies a reflection, a loop of sorts, and an odd number signifies a progression. When there are only two, the ideal loop together rapidly deteriorating. When there are one or three, the idea may progress. This is why discussing forbidden sexual relations or anything of evil has to be done with two, so that the loop is contained and not allowed to grow. Conversely, discussing holiness is with the unique one, and its extension three, signifying the progression that creation most naturally takes. That is a hint to the idea of the, I forget what it's called now, the mathematical expression, I think it's called the phi, something to do with the Greek letter phi, but it's basically all the spirals in the universe follow that pattern, which is adding up the previous two verses of the string, such that 1 plus 2 is 3, 3 plus 2 is 5, 5 plus 3 is 8, 8 plus 5 is 13, and so forth. The apperception of the unique one cannot be explained to another, because it is experiential in nature. It exists apart as separate influences on consciousness. This realization comes from being wise and discerning in the discovery of those mysteries that bring this experience of the unique one. Now this we understand, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a chariot above, which is his handiwork, and it is what? It is made up of Chachma and Bina and Dat. The chariot above is his handiwork, which is the fashioning and the operation of the way things work. It is here that Yud Heh Vav, Chachma, Bina, and Dat are the paradigm that HaKadosh Baruch Hu maintains above. Then there is the lower Shekhinah, which is Malchut, completing the work of the temple. Here is a hint or a description of something that is not usually thought of, and that is Dat must be the head of Zeran Pin, as well as being the center point between Chachma and Bina. Only the wise and discerning may speak of the chariot, because there is the given truth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, above, is one with his Shekhinah. What this means is that even though, in speaking of the lower Shekhinah, as separate in terms of the outcome of creation, there is no time in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not present within the Shekhinah, acting through and partaking of this energy of connection that is the unified essence of the whole. Hashem is everywhere present, and yet when the awareness is not present, meaning the Shekhinah is without her husband, then she lies dormant so that the hosts do not recognize. She becomes in effect the maidservant who may not only proceed when the awareness awakens, wherein she becomes the queen. Now, Mentet is the current that connects the king and queen. This current also is not active until the awareness is awakened. There is a significant amount of wisdom in this paragraph. This idea that if you don't have the consciousness of God, nothing will come of your efforts. And that if you do have the consciousness of Hashem, then you are motivating with that consciousness the circuit of energy that includes Memtet. When a man sells his daughter for a maidservant, this means that the awareness of the Shekhinah is subsumed. The maidservant is the epitome of materiality and the mother of the mixed multitude, whose primary concern is always material. Still, the Shekhinah is concealed there, awaiting the awareness of holiness to be revealed. In the Shemot, the maidservant is freed, but still does not come to the awareness of holiness, so that when freed, there is only the conception of escape, and not of the impending freedom that the awareness of holiness will bring forth. This paragraph is teaching us our wisdom comes from looking outward, from looking forward, not from looking back, not from being aware of the limitations we've broken through. When we think of freedom, most people think of breaking out of the limitation, as opposed to, or different from, conceiving the fullness of the freedom. Where can you go? Not what did you leave behind. In the Shemot, the maidservant is freed, but still does not come to the awareness. I'm sorry, I read that paragraph. Now, with the Torah, which is the template of freedom, the daughter will emerge as the Shekhinah filled with the awareness of holiness, meaning the opening to the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the definition of her freedom. She is free to become whatever she will become, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is woven into her being. It is Torah, and more specifically, the awareness of the holiness within Torah, that is what will free Israel from its exile, from the Shekhinah and Kadosh Baruch Hu. This happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be walking with her in her glory. Then there shall be the recognition of the awareness that never fades, of the holiness within and unity without. This is Yudke Vavke without concealment, and freely associated now with all that is personally and experientially present in each moment. Once there is awareness, the connection need not be sought, but is rather ever-present. Yudke Vavke is the awareness, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is extension of that awareness. What is this awareness? It is the unity of the way things work, which is Elohim, and its extension is Eshiyeh, and Yud, which is the awareness of the way things work. The six sides are described comprised of the letters of the divine name. So it becomes what it must be, which is a cube of space that rotates on its axis of connection, as described by the Sefer Yetzirah. The right-hand side, Yud-Heh-Vav, is Chesed, connecting to above, to Chokhmah, feeling it, or rather intersecting it, as one plane or dimension intersects another. It is the flowing of wisdom into Chesed that is the overflowing of thoughts that produce wisdom. One leads to another, and then a cascade of connection ensues. In this flowing, the above is sealed. Hey Vav Yud on the left-hand side, this is Giburah, sealed with it for wealth, and of it whomever wants the wealth should go north. Vav Hey Yud moving to the east and taking the middle pillar, and there sealed children. The sealed children are Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. The other permutations of the four letters of the Tetragrammaton, which are really three letters, because two of them are the letter He. That's the end of our section. And about a half hour, we will have a regular Zohar class from the Parsha of Vayelech. Are there any questions? Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you. Shalom. Thank you.